Like today, and you see it's crowded, isn't it?
That's tomorrow here on Radio Sweden International. For the rest of today's half hour, it's time to move aside for George Wood and his regular weekly feature for you shortwave enthusiasts. Edition number 1752 of Sweden Calling the Xers, our weekly roundup of international broadcasting news. Today we've got some magazines for those of you interested in listening to the USSR. The Tropical Band Survey, the new edition, is out. The first edition of our Computer Corner, and also an interview with the head of Radio France International's Paris Calling Africa. Remember, all times mentioned in the program are Greenwich Mean Time. I suppose the big news this week is that Radio Caroline is supposed to return to the air this past weekend from the MV Imagine anchored off the British coast. There have been a lot of rumors about the return of Caroline over the last few years, but this time it actually is a ship. As listeners could hear from the onboard interview in Radio Netherlands Media Network last Thursday, unfortunately for those of us in Northern Europe, Radio Caroline is using 963 kilohertz, which is used by the Finnish transmitter in Turku. And unfortunately for me, my primary receiver is down for repair, so I was unable to go looking for Radio Caroline this past weekend. But Roland Andersson here in Sweden has written to say that he's heard test transmissions on 963 kilohertz, and we'll be keeping you up to date on developments with that ship in future weeks. Time now for the first edition of our Computer Corner, and we've had excellent response to the query.